am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Running a little late. Okay, people. You know who as Diane from Zenner Hospital. She's been on Cougar Town and every episode of Madisonville. I loved her on Reba. And she's been on two bloods. The list goes on and on. Welcome, Caroline Hennessy. Hi, welcome.
Well, thank you, my dear. I'm so glad. You know what? I forgot to charge my phone last night. So I get it out to call you, and it's dead. So I thought, I better call and tell her I might be late. But fortunately, we got all charged up real quickly. So good morning. Or should I say good afternoon to you?
Cool. I couldn't list every show you've been on because I looked and it was about 50. And I'm like, okay. I don't want to miss any shows you've been on, but, you know.
I've been very lucky, yeah.
We missed you on General Hospital. But
I really miss being on General Hospital. Yeah, I know, it's interesting. Ron Carlobati simply will not write for Diane. And I have no idea if somewhere along the line I may have, you know, insulted him or kicked his dog or something like that. But it's very strange. I've sort of gotten used to now, and this is kind of horrible, I've gotten used to not being on the show because it's been so long since I have been on the show. I know they talk about Diane a lot, but I haven't been on.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and I know the fans, God bless the fans, who I love so much. They really are, they really miss me, and I miss them, and I miss being there, but I guess it's just not going to happen. So who knows?
I got a little mad at Diane a couple of months ago when you were on because you were helping Franco and Nina out. I think that's what you were doing. You were, you know. That's why I thought you were doing, maybe.
I think I was helping Luke. But Franco and Lena May, see, and here's the thing. I'm usually running around during the day, so I don't have a chance to catch the show. And when I would get sides for the show, I wouldn't get the whole script. So I don't know who Lena is, but I sure know who Franco is. I think the last time I was on, I was helping Luke. Yeah, I was helping Luke.
Luke, and I'm like, okay, Diane, you're not thinking. This is not the real Luke. And I'm like screaming at the TV. I'm like, wait, you told Sonny you would never be his lawyer again for this? Come on.
I know.
Cause I loved
it. I know.
I loved it when you were helping Sonny and Jason.
Those were the best days, weren't they? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I loved your little cat fights with Alexis. Not cat fights.
Well, no, I know what you mean. It was really interesting. I loved when they expanded that relationship, and that was all due to Bob Guza. Bob Guza and Jill Farren Phelps, they were the ones that spearheaded turning this, what was a very commonplace thing and still is on soap opera, which is women who are spitting at each other. I mean, just really pitted against each other. And they turned this into a great, wonderful sort of women of a certain age friendship. And Nancy DeGron and I had a wonderful time playing that because you don't see it that often. We were actually billed as one of the new super couples.
I know. Yeah, you were. You actually were. I'm like, okay. But my favorite scene was the two of you and Max. I loved you and Max.
Of course.
I loved you
of
and
course.
Max. You know? Yeah. Oh, that's when you were on, too. When Max got shot and you were, like, blaming everyone. So
I was blaming Sonny when Max got shot again. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know,
and I'm like,
the last couple of times.
Yeah. And I'm like, don't blame my Sonny. He didn't really do it this time. Don't blame him. I love Monique Spinell. But my favorite scene was you and Max and Alexis. When you and Max were in bed together and then Alexis came in, that scene, how was that scene? Because I would have been cracking up if I had to do something like that.
That was exactly what we were doing. We were just in hysterics, trying to find the right position for Max and Diane to be on the couch. Dirt Sheet would, fortunately, is very bendable. And we were just trying to figure out what would be the funniest thing that for the audience and for Alexis, but Diane and Max are taking it very seriously what they're doing on the couch. I got to tell you that we were cracking up, just cracking up. And those are great days. Those are great days as an actress on any set. When you can be laughing and working at the same time. Laughing and getting paid at the same time is pretty damn great.
Because I called you the mob lawyer. You know,
the mob lawyer, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I called you. I'm like, oh, she's going to come and fix my boys and get them out of jail. She better. And then when you're not, I'm like, have them call Diane. She's smart. You know, Alexis is busy doing Julian, so just let Diane come back and do it. And, you know, we will start a campaign on this show to get you back because everyone always asks, you know, where's Diane?
Well, God bless you. God bless you and your listeners. Let's see if it works.
Because it doesn't feel the same without you on there. I love you and Spinelli. You guys crack me up.
Yeah,
I have this thing in my mind that you could have been Spinelli's mother and Sonny the father, and you guys never knew it. You guys had this really bad one-night stand and created Spinelli. This is, like, all in my mind. But I told a lot of people, and they're like, oh, that would have been great.
I mean, it would have been just great. Boy, you could write for the soaps, Carly. You really could.
Yeah, I've been watching it enough. And I love you on Legally Blonde too. You were really good on that.
Thank you, honey. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And Reba, when I saw you, okay, I will admit I saw one of you on Reba, and I kept thinking, is that Diane? No, that can't be Diane. No.
Well, it was Diane before Diane was even invented. Oh my gosh, that was like 20 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like watching this, and I'm like, that can't be her.
Well,
I looked and I'm like,
when I was in shape.
Come on, you're all in shape.
Well,
come on. And you did True Blood. I could never get into True Blood because it was always scaring me. But how would it be on the fifth season of that?
That was probably one of the best experiences of my life, start to finish. They just treated everybody so well. It was a very lush working atmosphere. And we, as the Vampire Authority, did not have to be out like, you know, Sookie and Bill. We had to be running naked through the woods at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning in January. No, we did not have to do that. We got to sit in a beautiful set on a soundstage in the conference room. And we were very pampered. It was like in by six, out by five. It was wonderful. And so we were really, really well taken care of. So I had a wonderful time, and I enjoyed my character so much because I thought she was very funny. And, she, you know, mm-hmm. she'd take your head off in a second, but Rosalind Harris was really a lot of fun. So
well,
I had a great time.
Yeah.
I was with Alexander Skarsgård and Stephen Moyer and Dennis O'Hare. And, you know, no slouches. So it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. Yeah.
I love that you wrote the book, The Secret Life of Damien Spinelli. I
mm-hmm.
love that book. Everyone wants to know if you're going to write a sequel to that.
Well, considering I'm not really on the show anymore, I don't think I'm going to. The time to have written the book would have been right after The Secret
mm-hmm.
Life landed on the New York Times bestseller list, which is really cool.
I know.
So the time to have written the sequel would have been like right after that. And no, they didn't approach me. They just really wanted a tie-in to the storylines that were going on right then. And I was blessed to be asked to write the book because it was such a And I'm really proud of the book. I'm so proud of the book because it's funny.
I love the book.
It's funny. Yeah, yeah. It takes characters in this sort of film noir setting, the set of noir, black and white, Sam Spade, you know, Dashiell Hammett kind of thing in Spinelli's mind, and it puts them in scenarios that not even the writers could think of. So I'm proud of that. Gives them all a really cool, interesting storyline.
Exactly,
yeah,
and that's, you know, I mean, I read the book twice. I bought 3 copies only because it was you and Bradford, you know, I have my little thing for Bradford. I will totally admit it.
You know what?
We have fans.
No shame in that. No shame in that. I got a little thing for Bradford, too. So there you go.
Well, you know, and it's funny. You have worked with almost everyone on that show. For years,
yeah.
And do you have a favorite? I mean, I know you said I have a favorite,
No, I have favorites. Of course I do. I have favorites. You know what? To be perfectly honest with you, and these I will not name, the people that I did not enjoy working for are those. Those are the ones that I could name off real quickly. But there are only, let's say, I could count them on the fingers of one hand and have a few fingers left over. So I loved everybody, but the people that I mean, working with Tony Geary, looking into that man's eyes is a masterclass
mm-hmm.
in acting, just a masterclass. He is scrumptious. Maurice Bernard is such an imp. He's a little devil. He's just a devil, and he you know, you don't know if he's messing around with you or not. And then he just, when Diane is standing over him and he's at his desk, and Maurice will just sort of raise his eyes, and it's like, uh-oh, don't mess around with Maurice. He was wonderful. Dirk was great. I think probably, oh, my God, his name just went right out of my head, and he plays Franco. Someone help me.
Oh, Roger House.
Roger. Gosh. See, this is what happens, audience. You leave the show for 2 seconds and everything goes out of your head. Roger and I had so much fun. Also, Nancy Lee. Nancy Lee, a gem.
Mm-hmm.
An absolute gem. But Roger, he and I would play with each other. We would this and that. And who's not in that way. Verbally. Who's going to get the last word? What are you going to say here? What's going to happen? Blah, 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 blah. And we just had such a wonderful time improvising with each other. And a lot of it made it onto the screen. So he was
awesome.
Just a piece.
Because
I know
Steve Buscemi. He was on the show. And Mo, pranksters. So did they ever get you? I mean, I hear they are legendary pranksters and they get people. So did they ever get you? Like...
No, they never got
me.
No one can get me. When I walked on and I had lingerie underneath the trench coat and Steve Burton didn't know about it, watching his eyes roll back in his head, I don't know if it was, you know, delight or angst, but that was kind of me getting him. And no, he never retaliated.
Oh, awesome. Well,
yeah.
Because, you know, you and Steve were good, too. I mean, I cannot count how many times you had to go bail poor Jason out of jail.
He was wonderful. He was lovely.
Yeah, and like Diane.
I love him, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, Diane, think of a good way this time. Think of a good way. Get my boy out of jail. But we have calls, and I don't want you to miss the calls because I will be dead. We are taking Bobby, 9. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Carolyn, and hey, Carly.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey,
Carolyn, I wanted to say, first of all, I'm really disappointed that Cougar Town is gone, because I was disappointed when it moved from ABC to TBS because it was coming on late, and that's sometimes not a good time for it. But with
right.
it no longer on, I'm just going to feel bad about it. But you got a chance to work with Courtney, and I have to say, to work with a great actress like Courtney and Nancy, you really was in the best. You have, worked with the best in the business, like you said, Tony, Roger, Courtney, everybody on Cougar Town and GH. It was awesome. And I think you and Nancy, and I think for a while Bradford, with the scenes you all did together, provided some comic relief on the show during that time when I was watching. So I seen you on the show, and you did a great job, and you provided some comic relief.
That was I turned that into my job, into my
yeah.
job of I said I was the clown between the trapeze act and the man getting shot out of a cannon. It's like if it's a big circus, I'm the clown. And I love that position. I love, because to make people laugh is the greatest joy and the greatest gift in the world. Everybody
yes.
can make people everyone can make people cry, but you make them laugh and boy, you've just like it's almost like you've extended their life, you know? So thank
yeah.
you for that. I appreciate that. I'm glad you got that. Yeah, I appreciate
right,
that.
Right. And I know the years you got nominated for daytime Emmys, you also to Julie and Nancy during the years you got nominated, but I think to congratulate your co-stars is better than congratulating somebody else that got a daytime Emmy that year rather than Ariana or somebody else in that category with you.
Now,
even though you're all friends and stuff like that, I know with the rivalry of the shows being on other networks and stuff like that.
Right. Oh, I didn't mind at all that anybody was nominated with me or above me or instead of me. No. It's great for the show. Listen, I got nominated. How many people can say they got nominated for an Emmy, daytime or primetime
mm-hmm.
or anything else? And it's like, you know what? Can't take that away from me. And it doesn't matter that. In fact, I'm sitting in my office looking at my little my announcement, my piece of parchment that says you've been nominated for a daytime Emmy. That's cool. That's so groovy.
Right.
That is so groovy. You know what? Yeah. Maybe someday I'll get a statuette. Maybe I won't. But it's wonderful to have been recognized by your peers as doing great work. That's the joy. That's the real joy. So.
I totally agree. And one more thing I wanted to say, we definitely want you back on GH because you provide a lot of comic relief, and it would be great to get you back with some of the people returning back. I was disappointed you were on the live shows a couple of weeks ago, but I know because of scheduling conflicts that made it kind of impossible to do something like that.
Possibly. I don't even know what my name was 2 weeks ago. I'm so freaking busy. But yeah, it might have been. I would love to get on. Listen, I'd love to go back. I'd love with anybody. The vets, the returning vets, the people that that are the mainstays on the canvas. I'd love to. It's wonderful. It's a great environment. The crew is terrific. So.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and
lovely talking to you.
And Carolyn, I'll call in tomorrow night at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, as soon as I get back, because I'm going to have a little birthday celebration. But as soon as I get back, I definitely got to talk to you because there's a lot of casting news and departures going on around Y&R and days I want to get to during my time. All right.
Yep.
So you have a good day.
Okay.
You
too, Bobby.
Bye, Carolyn. Bye, Carly.
Bye, Bobby.
Right.
Okay, our next call is 508, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Carolyn. How are you guys?
Hi. Do me a favor. Tell me your name once again.
Anna Harris.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm really excited that I got through. My question for you is, I've actually asked you questions about my writing on Twitter, and you've been so kind as to reply, and I just wanted to say that I have been working on my writing, and I love your books,
thank you.
I was supposed to meet you a few years ago, and I was really disappointed that it was canceled, but I hope that, there's
Where was
in
it?
The future. In Boston. I can't remember where it was. But
it was somewhere in Boston,
with Rehearsed, I think.
I think it was with the guys. It was part, but maybe it was Steve and Dirk, and they announced it, and then they said, no, we'll make more money without a chick. And I went, okay, have fun.
What Bobby said is so true. You bring such comic relief to the show, to General Hospital. And
thank you.
You are so – Diane is definitely one of my favorite characters personally. And I think that after having her back would be really, really beneficial to the show because it has been kind of depressing to watch lately. Like, there hasn't been really any comic relief. So if Diane were to come back, then at least we have that comic relief and something to be happy about and enjoy. And so I just really appreciate that you take the time with your fans and stuff like that. And so
thank you. I love my fans. I love them to death. I really do because, I got really good, smart, loyal fans. They are wonderful.
Yeah.
And I love. That you're writing. That's great.
Yeah.
Continue.
Thank you.
Absolutely. More power to you. Write 1,000 words a day and at the end of 6 weeks you should have something worth rewriting.
that's what writing really is.
It's rewriting. Sure, of course. Of course, and I agree. I'd love to get back on the show.
Yeah, that would be great. All right, Carly, thank you so much. And Carolyn,
thank you again. No problem,
man. My call.
Oh yeah,
my
call in any time.
Right. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Before I bring on another, I know you have a birthday next Wednesday. Only reason I'm bringing this up, my birthday is next Tuesday, the 9th. And,
Gemini.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great. Well, happy upcoming birthday to you, my friend.
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa, one day apart. I thought that was really cool, but I better get back to the callers or they are going to,
okay,
Corey,
gotcha.
You on the air?
Hello.
Hello?
Hey, Corey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Corey.
Okay. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Corey. How are you?
Good. I just want to tell you how much of a big fan I am of yours. And I do love you on GH, but my favorite thing you did was Jesse.
Oh, thank you.
You were hilarious on Jesse.
Thank you. I love Mrs. Chesterfield. Love her.
Yes.
And I think the thing I love most about her are the clothes. So there you go.
You really, well, best part of the show you did.
Right.
To me. So.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I love it when Mrs. Chesterfield is touted as the arch nemesis of the Ross family.
Mm-hmm.
There were
yeah.
a lot of guest stars on that show, lots of guest stars. But I think Mrs. Chesterfield was a real staple character. I certainly know that when anyone under the age of 12 or under 4 feet high spots me in a crowd and their eyes go big, it's like, oh, yeah, we've had a Chesterfield sighting. So it's wonderful. It's really cool. Really cool. And it's great. It's so much fun to be so mean when, you know, then you can just sort of shake it off.
Oh, sure.
But
sure.
Yeah, but at the end of every show, Mrs. Chesterfield always gets her comeuppance, which I love. You know, she never really gets away with anything.
Well, I just wanted
yeah.
to tell you how much I adore you. And, Carly, I let you get to questions. I didn't really have a question. I just love
Carolyn. Oh, that's
Carolyn
okay,
so
boy.
Much.
Well, thank
I know
you.
You.
Listen, I appreciate that. I think that's wonderful. And thank you for your comment. I really love it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got into Jesse myself because of my niece and nephew. Love it. They love you. I told them you were coming on and goes, oh, really? You got her on yourself? I'm like, yes, I did. And they go, that is not fair. I'm like, hey. But oh,
hey,
and they wanted
hey,
me to ask you, are you going back to Jesse? They
well,
wanted to know.
No, I'm not going back, and the series isn't coming back. The series was ended. It did a full 4 years, and
oh, okay.
it ended. And Debbie Ryan is on to bigger and better things, and I am hopefully on to bigger and better things. But it was a great 4 years. It was a wonderful
mm-hmm.
4 years. So yeah. But the three of the Ross children, let's see, Karen Brar, Sky Jackson, and Peyton List, are now in a new show called Bunked. And I think that's I think they've shot a couple of episodes and they're testing it now to see if it's gonna
oh,
go.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I better get to my BFF is on the line, so.
Okay, BFF.
Yeah. Hey, Maggie, it's me. It's us.
Hi. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Maggie.
Wow. Thank you for doing the show today.
My pleasure.
Oh. It's satisfied to have you. I want my Max and Diane together. I still
yes,
know
we
this.
Do.
Don't we all? Don't we all? I hear you. I know. Uh-huh. I know. Believe me, if it were up to me, when I'm queen, everything will be different. When I am queen, everything will be different. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
No, if I ran the universe.
There
Max,
you
it
go.
Max,
well, you
it would
should.
Be Max and Diane 24/7. Yeah.
mm-hmm. Yeah, we won you back.
I agree. Listen, you know what? Maybe all the people out there in the Twitter universe can tweet Ron Carlovati and maybe get him to change his mind. I don't know. I don't know. He's very set with what he wants to write. What he wants to write, that's what's coming out. And I don't know if the fans have any say about that. It's a shame. So.
Well,
I mean,
well,
no,
we'll do it
so.
Anyway.
Even,
yeah,
though, even though the fans are the ones that drive the show. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
funny.
He
yeah.
will he will get Hook and Carly and Maggie on his butt about this because, you know. Right now, Sonny's unprotected without a good lawyer, and Luke might need a good lawyer, but that was Luke you were dealing with. It wasn't really Luke.
Uh-huh.
That's right,
yeah.
Yeah, but Diane didn't know that. So.
Well,
no.
Now you know. Now Caroline knows.
Now I know.
That,
now she knows something wrong. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we are going to get you back. Did you have time for one more call, Maggie? Did you have any other questions?
Just to tell Carolyn, I love your book. Pandora's series is great. And
oh,
I really,
you.
Really miss Diane.
Thank you, honey. Yeah, yeah. I really appreciate it. I love the book series, too. I think that's the thing that I've done of which I'm the most proud. So it's,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Changing hearts and minds of little girls, one girl at a time, one reader at
exactly.
a time.
Exactly. Yeah. You should, I mean, that's, you'll be your epitaph, the highlight of your life, because you excel in writing.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate that. Really do. Really do.
Wow. Hope to see you soon, NGA.
Okay. All right. From your mouth.
Okay.
Okay, Maggie, I will put you on hold and bring you back. And now you have time for one more call, right?
I do have time for one more call.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Susan, you're on the air.
Susan?
Hello?
Susan? Hi, you're on the air with us. Did you have a comment or anything for Caroline? Oh, my God, I almost called her Diane. Okay.
I almost did. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Susan.
I really love you on General Hospital.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Really do. Really do.
Yeah, the scenes with you and Alexis are really great.
Aren't they? Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Did you have a favorite episode?
What?
Did you have a favorite episode?
When you guys were in that, biker bar.
Yeah,
biker
everybody loves it. Everyone loves the biker bar. That was fun. Oh, that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like fun to play.
Yeah. Diane with a gun is a dangerous thing, man. Dangerous thing.
Yeah, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'll let you go now. I'm making breakfast right now.
All right. Well, it was good talking to you.
Nice.
I don't let the breakfast melt, so, you know, burn.
Burn.
I would probably let it burn. You know me and my cooking, Susan, so. Okay,
yeah.
I will put you on hold. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you so much for taking the time. We hope we can get you back on here whenever you have a project.
Anytime.
Oh, whenever, you know, we get you back on Zeno Hospital, because I will get you back on Zeno Hospital.
Come hell or high water, I think you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
and why did you have, I wanted to ask you, why did you have, two or three Twitter accounts, or did you just have one? Because when I was,
I have one Twitter account.
Okay,
here's the thing, Kelly. Somebody may have quit created a Twitter account in my name, but I don't know about it. Yeah, I just have it has a little blue check mark by my name. That's how you know it's me. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, and we cannot wait to have you back.
Thank you, my dear, for having me. Really appreciate it. Okay.
Yep, have a great day.
Okay, goodbye, everyone. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Caroline Hennessy at Zeno Hospital, Diane and Reba and everything. I will bring everyone else on for the soap thingy. Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Well, hey, how's my little buddy that I miss so much lately? Meaning Corey. We have missed you.
I'm getting there.
Okay. Well, you know, whenever you feel back to 100%, your host seal is waiting for you, so don't worry. But Maggie and I have this.
Well, I think I'm going to be back Friday.
Oh. Okay. Awesome. And Susan, I hope I didn't make you burn your breakfast, so I'm going to be feeling really guilty.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, I could burn anything. So we have a couple of announcements. I just want everyone to remember that Days of Our Life is not on today because stupid tennis. May I say stupid tennis again? And it won't be on Friday, so stupid tennis. Okay, I'm annoyed by that. And tomorrow, I think we have Kim Douglas coming on. And next week, I've been waiting to announce this, we have Tori from Days of Our Life. I'm going to stop her name. Hyda and Molly or something. Who played Tori on Days of Our Life, Paul's mom. Your little crush mom is coming on the Sokoi. Are you really happy with that?
It's wonderful.
Yeah, see, I've been busy working while you've been laying down. And I hope they gave you pain medicine because you're going to need it. Is your body still hurting?
You know what really bothered me the most? It's 6 incisions.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. You really, really, really scared the crap out of me, by the way, with that.
5 of them are where the cameras went, and then 1 is where they went in with the stapler. The worst part was they fill you up with air like a balloon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then that air gets trapped. So for about a week, I was so uncomfortable because I was so full of air, and it wasn't going anywhere. So it was like,
oh my God.
I was bloated. It was uncomfortable. It would travel, like it went to my shoulder hurt. That was the worst part.
Oh. Did they give you morphine in the hospital?
Yeah, I was on morphine and then oxycodone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not taking anything now because I'm not in any pain.
Mm.
We are proud of you. And what are you allowed to eat and not eat now? I mean, do you have?
Well,
yes,
for the first 2 weeks it was parade food, so basically baby food.
Oh God.
And what they did is they went in and they made my stomach 4 ounces because I was healing and swollen. My stomach for the first 2 weeks was only 2 ounces.
Wow.
So right now I'm on stage 2, which is all my food has to be fork tender. So if I have a vegetable, like say I have, let's say carrots, I have to be able to smash them with my fork.
Wow. Oh, but it won't be this way forever, so.
No.
Just remember that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Well, no, because my sister-in-law had the surgery, and, you know, a year out, you know, she's 2 years out, you know, she's really looking great, and, you know, you can go back eating some of the foods, so, you know, that's really good.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I just want to say we are doing a campaign to save stalkers on the show because Maggie and I want to save stalkers, and we have a show, so we can do whatever we want.
Okay.
And I want people to call Sony CBS because someone is in contract negotiation. She should not be named, and we got to tell Sony and CBS that we need to change YNL. We need to do this now. No, we need to do this now. We have no time to wait. Oh, you know, people cannot complain because we just need to do this now. Don't you agree, Maggie?
Definitely. You got to strike with air and it's hot.
And I third that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Susan, go have a great breakfast. Oh, Susan, we had a great breakfast. See how it goes because your breakfast was calling you. Susan, go have a great breakfast. Corey, like I said, I'm mad at Zodin on Zeno Hospital, and I will be mad at Zodin, and no one can change my mind, you know, unless your name is Maggie. You can change my mind. Maggie's the only one that can change my mind for me. But I'm mad
great
at Zodin.
Great answer, stupid. Me
yeah,
too.
Stupid. Well, stupid.
Stupid.
See what after
really
my
stupid.
See what after my boys? And now see the freaking police commissioner? I mean, come on. Come on. Yeah, see, don't know what's in this right now. So just for you know, Zodin is on our sit list. And tomorrow night we will have more people on our sit list, I'm sure. We will play a game called Who's on Everyone's Sit List of all the soaps. That's the game we will be playing tomorrow night after we have Kimberly Douglas on. Corey, is there anything you want to promote or anything?
No, not right now.
And also, how's Grady doing? I've been worried about him.
You know, I really haven't heard much from Grady, so.
Me either, so, but, I mean, I'm just, we are all saying prayers for his dad. So, you know, I hope his dad, you know, ends up doing a lot better. So, okay, we are going to end the show because I might go take, after I have breakfast, I probably will take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be back tomorrow night at 7 p.m. West Coast time. And, Corey, we cannot wait to have you back.
I'll be there.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, remember to press one if you want to talk to the guest.
Yeah, press one, you guys, whenever we need to talk to the guest. And, Corey, we need to remind people from now on, just so you know.
So, right, press one. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye,
bye, thank you,
Caroline
and Lizzie, for calling in.
Oh,
bye.
Wonderful.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.